Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
We were higher across the board in the futures market here. We had the front month May futures contracts higher in corn. We were 30 and a quarter higher today at 718. And then the July was up 19 and a quarter at 655 and a half. September corn up 14 at 568 and a half. And then the December corn was up 9 3/4 at 539 and a quarter. May soybeans, they were up 32 3/4 at 1521. July soybeans up 20 and a quarter at 14.19 and a quarter. And then August was up 15. September was up 8 3/4. And November was only up 4 1/4 at 12.09 3/4. And then Chicago wheat, we're up about 4 to 5 cents across the board, 4 to 5.5 cents rather. July was up 5.5 at 7.09 3/4. And then in Kansas City, we had a little bit of interesting stuff going on there. The May front month was actually down 11 cents at 7.60 1/2. July was up 7 3/4 at 7.66 1/2, and September was up 7 3/4 at 7.74. December up 8 1/4 at 7.92 1/2. Cotton futures, we were down about 30 to 40. December cotton closed down 32 at 8.55. Really today, the interesting thing is that tomorrow is the first notice day in the May futures contracts for corn, wheat, and beans. And if you notice, we were up 30 in the May corn, 32 3/4 in the May beans, but down 11 in the May Kansas City wheat. Whenever you get into the first or last trading day, you have different delivery intentions, and some commodities don't have any to deliver, like the corn and beans, and then the wheat, there is some being delivered, which pushes it down. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow with it being the last trading day. This morning we had exports report. It was a little bit bullish for wheat and corn. Wheat came in about 24 million bushels. They're looking for 15 to 21. Corn came in at 12.7 million bushels. They're looking for 6 to 12. And then soybeans were a little bit disappointing here and bearish. They came in at 3.3 million bushels. They're looking for 3 to 7. So overall, the sum of the three grains was just a little bit bullish on exports, but not too surprising in the beans. Friday's USDA report was actually a little bit bearish long-term as they pegged the U.S. corn crop about 14.14 billion bushels, which would be a record. And then but you combine that with what's going on with planting here, and it's been quite a bit slower. Today's crop progress report is expected to show corn planting about 25 to 35% as of Friday. Last year at this time of year was 87% planted. So we're still significantly behind pace. And then if you look at the five-year average, it was 66% planted. So any way you look at it, we're way behind pace. Soybean plantings today are looking to be 7 to 13% planted. Last year we had 46%, and the 5-year average was 24%. So we're behind pace there. It looks like things are going to clear up the next few days, and they'll get some stuff planted this week. We'll have to wait next week to see that.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Stegall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
In our energy markets, June NYMEX crude was at $94.95. June natural gas was at $3.92. COMEX June gold was at $14.31. And May COMEX silver was at $23.58. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.